The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. We say that not to brag. We say it out of gratitude. We're not running around with a snoot full of ourselves here, folks. We're thanking you, the fine listeners that make this happen on What's on Your Mind. One of the great honors of my 51 years walking this earth is having the opportunity every day to be on 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO in one of the greatest places on the planet, Tioga, North Dakota. All of Nessa Consulting Services and the great Kathy Nessa up there in beautiful Tioga, where we have KTGO 1090 Radio booming to the Bakken, and, of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well. So thanks so much. We appreciate you very much. Bruce Jovic will join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to unpack that angel fund issue. What the heck's an angel fund? And one of the rules in the legislature about once you invest, how those dollars can be used, to just better understand it, because it is becoming an issue in the gubernatorial race. So we're going to tackle that as well. And we have some open phone time. Todd has the crickets ready. Ted Cruz did what I think is a very bold thing. And that is on my mind a little bit. Ted Cruz weighed into a protest area and actually engaged some protesters, and it got ugly. My favorite being... He asked the question of him, what would be a better America if you'd leave? You know, somebody says, you know, it was nasty, but I give him credit. I think that's the way to do it. You know, don't ignore it. Just go out there and I bet when it's done, you end up with more friends than you do enemies. But anyway, right now, this segment, we're going to devote to a great institution, the University of North Dakota, and its fearless leader, Ed Schaefer, is here. Ed was on with us last time talking about some tough decisions that had to be made on cuts. But said, hey, one of the things we're doing is with that savings, we're going to put that into a pot and we're going to fund priorities. And that'll be a good conversation. And I've yet to run into anybody who is outside the bubble, if you will, just watching this from afar happening, that isn't saying what a great job Ed is doing in leading this effort. So it's fun to watch how this can be done. In fact, one of the candidates for governor the other day told me, everywhere I go, I talk about what Ed Schaefer is doing at the University of North Dakota, because guess what? That's how we need to do it in government. And it's how I would do it if I was in state government. So a lot of the accolades there for our next guest, Ed Schaefer. Mr. President, how are you?
Well, I'm well. Good morning, Scott. It's great to be with you. Thanks for allowing me a few minutes to spread good news about the University of North Dakota.
Yeah, I wanted to do this because I know you're excited about that piece of the budget puzzle as well, because it is an important one. And so is it as simple as saying, okay, we're going to decide what we can live without, we're going to total up those dollars, and then we're going to dedicate some of those dollars, obviously, to make up the difference, but some of those dollars to actually spend more? Is that what's happening?
Well, that's what happened, yes, in the state of North Dakota in the 90s, when we had a chance to be working in the Capitol. You know, we had to figure out how to fund you know, the education and health and safety of the people of North Dakota, and we didn't have the revenues to do so. So we had to learn how to trim our budget, to set priorities. And when you set priorities, then you focus your available dollars on, you spend all the dollars to make that first priority the best. And then you spend all your dollars to make the second priority the best. And you go down until you run out of money. And then you have to deal with, you know, those that, and I don't mean to be cold, but, you know, those that don't make the cut, so to speak. So, you know, that allows you to make investments in critical needs and priorities and put appropriate amount of dollars in, so you're not saying, well, you know, I don't have enough, so I'm not operating it well, and I should be doing better. you know, we want to do better. We want to have the money to take care of it. We want to pay better salaries, and that's the way we're doing it at UND, is setting those priorities, trimming off programs that didn't work. We've cut 138 positions at UND, including staff and faculty and administration. You know, we've dropped undergraduate programs, graduate programs, athletic programs. You know, we've gone across the board. But, you know, now, after you get through that pain and difficult time of reshaping the budget, now you get to see the results. And that's what's exciting. That's what kind of gets you through the war, you know, of changing the budget. Now you get to say, okay, here's what it means, and here's how we're going to invest in the future of the university.
So give me an example of some of the priorities that will get additional funding and new focus as part of this process at UND.
Yeah, now we have a strong financial foundation. So instead of, you know, sitting there and saying, well, we can't afford to do this and we can't do that, and by the way, we have some buildings that need some attention, et cetera. You know, now we are, because of this process, investing $7 million in classroom renovations and IT upgrades. So that technology upgrade. So $7 million are going into classrooms for the student learning experience to be better. We're spending $3.8 million to upgrade the old medical school. When they move into their new medical school, we're going to repurpose that building to use better, and it's a great building, repurpose it better to use it on campus and eliminate some of our older, more decrepit buildings, costly buildings. We're going to get rid of those. So, you know, we open up the new building with $3.8 million for efficiency. We're spending energy upgrades, $1 million, $2 million in our steam plant. We got a $20 million problem at the steam plant that's been neglected for years and years and years. Well, now we're starting, we're not going to get it all in 1 year, but we're starting down the path. So we got $2 million that are going to go to, you know, start the repairs for that steam plant so that we have heat in January, which is kind of important. You know, we have code violations up there, not violations, but we need to update the code. And, you know, mechanical, $500,000 at the Hughes Fine Arts Center. We've got $750,000 going into upgrades and utilities and things. We've got $200,000 to get our parking ramp more efficient, and people hate parking on campus. It's the biggest complaint we have. You know, we're going to fix it. You know, all of a sudden, we have dollars to invest in this university to make it go forward. We generated a $2 million pool that we are now going to allocate into ways to work our curriculum better. How do we advance the arts and sciences at our school with new courses and new programs and new faculty, you know, to meet the desires and the needs of the students today? You know, so now, you know, we've got these dollars now that you're saying, you know, it's painful, it's difficult to find them. But when we got our financial foundation in order, look at the investments we can make at this university that have been neglected for so long.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a stronger financial foundation, allows you to build a stronger infrastructure underneath it. I mean, all those things you're talking about are, you'd think things that just are taken care of, but obviously have been neglected and to the point where they've caused the problem. Do you think this process, what you've undergone here and continue to undergo at UND, is a blueprint for what we should be doing in all of government, state government, and city and county government?
Absolutely. I mean, if this is the way so that you're not always pushing it off onto someone else. As the university expanded, as we added programs, nobody said, oh, we're going to add a program. Should we get rid of a program? You know, it's just constantly add. Then you don't have enough money. There's a momentum for growth, an important momentum for growth, and you just keep going with what you have, and you sometimes have to step back, Scott, and say, how can we change? How can we dump the status quo? How can we do different? How can we do better? How can we meet the needs of our taxpayers, our students, our tuition payers better? And in the state in the 1990s, you know, we rode the wave of economic success in the 70s. We went too far in the 80s. We corrected it in the 90s. And, you know, eventually it goes too far. And now we're in a situation where we've got to overbuilt government that can't meet its obligations. We don't have enough revenue to pay the bills. So, you know, you gradually get into these systems. In the UND, over a long period of time, things weren't, you know, kind of pushed back into that budget and investments made in the university for the future. And now we've corrected it. You know, I have no doubt that over a long period of time, it'll drift back, you know. So you've got to constantly be going back, using this as a model of how you internally finance, you know, your operations, living within your means, and creating that strong financial foundation so you can afford to make the investments for the future.
10 seconds for your answer on this one. Should NDSU do it this way?
I think NDSU in a lot of ways has done it. When President Bashani came into NDSU, they had tough financial problems, things were difficult, relationships with the system and with the community were tough in a lot of ways, and he spent a lot of period of time fixing that up.
So they're in better spot than UND. I got it. All right. Thank you, Ed. Ed Schaefer, UND's president, our guest on the program for an update on the budget and some good news in the budget process. Isn't that nice? I like that. More coming up. Your calls after this at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
One of our top 10 towns is Newtown, North Dakota. Regular visitors there in Newtown. One of the most beautiful places on the planet. I always want to bring every environmental activist who claims you cannot responsibly drill for oil and not protect the land. Of course you can. Newtown's a prime example of that. Look at the beauty around Newtown. When I look around Newtown, you know what I see? I see Lake Sakakawea. I see all the beauty of the bluffs and the badlands and just the absolute gorgeous, you know, area there. We were fishing last year for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a tournament between the Cook Fest, and you just think, my gosh. And, you know, I mean, there's a well or a drilling rig dotting the landscape here or there, but it does not in any way take away from the enormous beauty that's there, and that's one of the reasons I love Newtown. I stay at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, and, of course, folks that have brought us there include WPX Energy, Rent Chevrolet Buick, Jason Superfoods, United Prairie Co-op, A&W Repair and Recovery as well. Good folks in Newtown, one of our top 10 towns. On What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, go ahead and roll the critics, and then I'll, the critics.
The critics are saying about the show today.
What are they saying? Bring on the critics.
The critics. That was priceless.
Yeah, so beautiful.
They're not saying much today, are they, the critics?
No, exactly right. That means we got a segment here for nothing but what's on your mind, not what's on my mind. Bruce Chovic is going to join us from the Center of Innovation at the University of North Dakota at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about the Angel Fund, how they work. I want to just understand how they work and what we have now in North Dakota that we didn't have previous to some legislation passed by a Republican legislature signed by a Republican governor. But in the meantime, what's on your mind? Anything on your mind, want to have it. Thanks, by the way, to Grant Levi, who joined us earlier in the program from the Department of Transportation. I just mentioned Newtown, one of our top 10 towns. Their Main Street is unbelievable now. New project done by DOT. They don't often do Main Streets, but they did in this case because it came right through the town. And they have that bypass the community. There are a lot of good work being done there. Ed Schaefer joining us last break, president of UND. By the way, right at the end of the break, I asked him about the differences between how UND has had to do the budget process and NDSU. His point was, you know, a lot of that work in sort of, okay, the roof's leaking, right? The boiler doesn't work has been done there, so they don't need to be as drastic when he compared it. So I said NDSU is better at the end of it. I know a lot of my UND friends probably went, what's he saying? What I'm saying is they're better prepared for, you know, this budget process than UND was. That's why it's had to be more drastic up there. So no need to send me any more texts and say, did you just say NDSU is better? In context, very important in context, okay? I also promise to share one thing on my mind. We have more lines open, so the critics should keep going, Todd. I'm just going to call them critics all day because I can't change what I'm saying.
The
crickets, so you know, means it's kind of quiet in here. We have room for more people to talk. So I wanted to say one nice thing about Ted Cruz and the presidential race today, and I guess I'll save that for the last segment of the day because I thought what he did was pretty cool in venturing over to a pack of Donald Trump folks and engaging in a conversation. That should happen more in politics. We spent, you know, some of you in our last segment, we were talking to the caller, said, I don't like all these ads. I don't like the negative ads. I don't like how it's going. I don't like how campaigns hate each other. It's stupid. Republican governor's race in North Dakota is a prime example. Republican presidential race. It's certainly a lot worse on the presidential side, but I don't think these sides like each other very much on the governor's race either, and I don't think it ought to be that way. Have a conversation. People will appreciate it. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Okay. Some of the things I'd like to bring up about the roads and such things in North Dakota, one of the things it does is put lots of workers to work. The second thing it does is that they have to buy new equipment to go out and do that work, and then it takes the raw materials that it takes to do the work. And then the advantages of the workers is the food that they buy and the houses that they build and the clothing that they have to get. And they have to buy vehicles, which helps the economy not only in North Dakota but throughout the whole of the United States.
Very good points, all of them, John. Absolutely. I mean, you were a clinic right there in the ripple effect in the economy from investing in transportation and then the ripple effects of how it happens everywhere else. Appreciate that. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Mike in Botno wants to talk about one of our senators. Which senator, Mike?
It'd be Heidi Heitkamp.
All right. What's on your mind about Heidi Heitkamp?
Well, there was an editorial in last week's Minot paper that she had written. And she plans on taking several million dollars to basically bail out UPS retirement funds, which is a union deal. And I guess a lot of these people, they basically lost the retirement, or a lot of it. And I do feel for them, but I don't really see where the rest of us could have to kick in. I mean, we've all made bad investments, all made bad choices. So why should I, as a taxpayer, have to subsidize that?
Is a question.
In my opinion, she's just looking for the union vote.
Well, of course she is. But, I mean, that's an interesting point. I think, first of all, she had to answer your question. She had to answer your question because you posed it very well. I posted one on my Facebook page for her. It's actually a cartoon. And it's a coal worker holding up a sign that says, "Coal Workers for Democrats." And then next to it is a deer holding up a sign saying, "Deer for Hunters." And the deer is saying to the coal worker, "Hey, my sign makes as much sense as yours." But I see Hillary Clinton decide to backpedal. Maybe Heidi's been calling. I don't know how in the world she can say she's pro-energy when she sees a party that has gone bananas, nuts, wacko, crazy, anti-energy. No fracking, against the coal folks. It's really bad. But your question's a good one, too. I hadn't seen it. We'll try and get her on this program. We'll try and get her on the program to ask every once in a while. We're able to get her on, but it's not very often, unfortunately. Tim is next. Tim, where are you calling from?
Emmons County.
Emmons County. What's on your mind? Yes.
Well, you know, listening to the last guy, he's fixing roads, building roads, generates income. But, I mean, jobs, et cetera. But what you got to remember, all this has to be paid for. Where does the money come from? I see some mistakes the engineers made out here all the way to the Minnesota line on Highway 11, on Highway 13, where they put these rumble strips. Water set in there. The pavement wasn't thick enough. The pavement is totally breaking up in the center and on the sides where the rumble strips are. Engineers made a mistake. Now we're going to have to fix them roads. Where's the money going to come from?
Interesting.
That's my point.
I wonder, it'd be a good question for Grant. I don't know the answer, but when there is a mistake, you know, who pays? I would assume the contractor pays. Contractor probably has some insurance. I don't know, but good question,
well,
Tim. Thank you. State shouldn't, that's for sure.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a great resource for getting involved, engaging. Pete Hegseth, guy from Fox News Channel, a great veteran, good guy, has just written a new book. I think it's called In the Arena, and it's a clarion call, really, to us as citizens to get involved and get active in what's happening, what we care about, it, protecting and defending this great country. And I look at the coal industry, and I really see a industry in need of a lot of folks to be fellow warriors to stand up against what's going on. And the SecureEnergyFuture.org website really gives you all those tools. You know, one button, and you go to all your elected members. Yeah, there's information about the Clean Power Plan and other things, so you learn and understand, make, you know, get yourself boned up on what the issues are, and really get engaged. That's what's so important, because there is a war on coal. I just posted that. That little cartoon on my Facebook page, by the way, the coal workers standing up with a sign, coal workers, next to the guy, deer for hunters. It's pretty fun, but it's a tough time right now. It absolutely is. So it's a great resource. Help you get there. When Todd plays the crickets, the phones then light up and we fill all our lines. So I do want to get to everybody here before we get to our next guest, Lee in Bismarck. You're next on the What's on Your Mind program. Lee, go ahead on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Lee, are you there?
And I was the one who called in telling there was a group of people we were going to try to put a petition and get this standard. When the people have to vote in order to get the delegates, unlike what the Republicans are doing, and I'm a conservative Republican. But what we're doing in essence is we're talking to the delegates and trying to have that change be starting from the bottom up instead of pushing downward to the Republicans and Democrats.
I'm not sure I understand your change. What would change under your idea, Lee?
Well, the idea was that we feel that the general population of the state of North Dakota should vote on who they want to be president, just like a lot of other states, and not 26 delegates in the Republican Party,
right,
led by Curley, that says that on national TV that, you know, it doesn't matter what they vote. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know,
no, and I think that'll happen next go-around. I would talk to Kelly Armstrong on it at the state Republican Party. They are trying to get a process to have that done and done right.
Well, here's a little update for you on two specific things. I'll be very quick here. Number one, we've been talking to them this morning. Rasmussen came out and said that there are now delegates from North Dakota that are changing their position with regards to Trump and Cruz. He's actually indicating that North Dakota delegates may actually, some of them may be now going with the majority on Trump. But the second most important thing I want to pass on, my brother lives in Chillicothe, Ohio. He said there are polls now in Ohio, 65-70%, that tell the governor, get back to being the governor of Ohio. You can't get elected. You're spending weeks and weeks and weeks, and you're not doing your job. So there's a group majority in Ohio are saying it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I thought I'd tell you that's from Ohio.
Interesting. Pastime, and we'll give the Rasmussen folks a call. I've actually been working on that. Talked to a couple of delegates yesterday of the convention, and have agreed to help put together a process to hear from all the delegates, because I want to do that, so we definitely will. But the New York Times story that was in, I think, Sunday's Times, we talked about yesterday, out of the 28 delegates, Cruz was down to about 10 there from North Dakota. Marion Minot, quickly, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, there's an idea going around. They wanted to change the face of the $20 to $10 bill. And they're going to get rid of Hamilton anyway. I think it's
right. Yep, put Tubman on there.
And then some of the suggestions, the recent Time magazine, they put Mrs. Obama on it. I say contact some big paper company that prints toilet paper. Have them put either Obama or Michelle's on those.
I think somebody beat you to that idea, Mary. I don't know about the first
really
lady.
People enjoy using it. They use more of it.
All right. Yes, you've said everything you need to say about your opinion of the president right there and the first lady, right, Mary? But I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. That exists, actually. I've seen it. Not for the first lady, but it does exist. And, by the way, it existed for George W. Bush, lest anybody think, it doesn't happen both ways. Bruce Jovig is the head of the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota. And I've asked him to come on and talk a little about something he's familiar with, and that is these angel funds, because he's been part of entrepreneurial efforts and new ways to get access to capital for entrepreneurs for decades and decades up there on campus. Bruce, thanks for taking some time to help us understand this issue a little better. How are you today?
Good. Glad to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. What's an angel fund? Let's start there.
An angel fund is accredited investors. In other words, if you have a net worth of $1 million or more, or annual income of $200,000 as an individual, $300,000 as an individual, or as a couple, which invest, have the ability that as a sophisticated investor to invest private equity into growing firms, private enterprise. And so, and they either can do it as individuals or they can do it in pooled funds. And
so these are
engaged in doing it in pooled funds. We get many angels together to invest in many companies to build a portfolio.
So these are big boys and girls that have been, this is not their first rodeo. These are people that are savvy investors, if you will, and have the funds to lose.
Usually successful entrepreneurs and owners, yes.
Sure. And then, so they say, I'm going to put in. Then how do you decide who you give the money to?
Well, what they do is they scrub the deal. They do due diligence and see if it's really, this growing company has the potential and a good management team and a good market opportunity and good returns, and then they will invest in it. So they might look at anywhere from 20 to 40 deals before they invest in one deal, which not be uncommon, that they think they're going to have good returns on. And many of them, they say not yet. It needs to mature, so they might come back later and do it. It's too early. Others say you have to improve your management team or, fill it out. Some of you have to improve your product, or they just might say, hey, this doesn't have the potential you think it does, or I don't think it has the potential you think it has. It's really, they really scrub them before they're done, because their goal is a fund should have anywhere between 10 and 20 companies in it, and you want to invest within a 5 to 6 year period to get to that fund, and then it takes anywhere from 7 to 12 years to get an exit. So as you can see, it's a very long horizon type of investment to make, but it also can be very good if you can get, let's say, 15 companies in a portfolio and two of them have very high returns, have exceptional growth, you can make some good money. But it's also, you got to wait 15 years typically to sort of see if this was a smart investment or not.
It takes some time. Fund. Yeah, it takes some time.
You might know within 5-6 years for a single company, but it also takes you 5-6 years to build a portfolio.
Now, amount of angel funds, the amount of angel fund activity that has happened, was greatly enhanced after the North Dakota legislature passed a program that allowed for a tax credit, correct?
Absolutely. The legislature was very aware that we did not have, we were a flyover state for venture capital and pooled angel funds. We had none when they passed the law in 2007. And today we have 550 angels invested in 22 funds in the state of North Dakota, which have already invested over $40 million. And they have some number like that that's still available for investments.
Now, the reason we're talking about this is the Stengem campaign has been critical of Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate businessman, from Fargo's involvement in angel funds that invested in out-of-state companies. You know, so the investors get a North Dakota income tax credit, but out-of-state companies are the ones that ultimately get the dollars and create the jobs, which is, as the Attorney General said, is perfectly within the, you know, the confines of what passed in the legislature and the law and everything else. So no wrongdoing alleged, just saying, hey, I think the exact quote was, I still think there was a moral obligation to use those tax credits for the purpose of jobs in North Dakota. In an emailed statement, the Burgum camp said that he believes strongly in the Angel Fund goals and that innovators working to diversify the state's economy need access to the risk capital that angels provide. Like many state programs, Angel Fund incentives have room for improvement, and I support making adjustments to provide more focus on in-state investments, he said. So is that been a controversy to date? I mean, has that come up in the legislature? Have they been worried about?
The legislature's had three hearings on this subject so far this year, the most recent last week, where they brought this up to bring testimony, and we've had actively had a number of leaderships in the Angel Funds either provide testimony or send testimony to this committee to show that they have followed the law to the letter of the T, and they know that. And they're doing what they're supposed to do. And the fact that we've had good results, we have 22 angel funds and 550 investors we didn't have before, where they're making investments. Now, obviously, angels have no interest in bypassing North Dakota deals, but it can also be hard to find North Dakota deals. And it's very important that there be, and when they set it up in legislation, they did not restrict North Dakota. And there's 27 states that do have angel tax credit incentives to encourage the, you know, the private equity and, you know, industry to develop in their state to encourage entrepreneurship and innovation. And you can't restrict it across state lines because it's really important that they work across state lines, like free trade and free commerce.
This sounds to me like something, and I'm not going to drag you into this, Bruce, but it sounds to me like something that's political, right? In other words, it's politically easy to poke holes in if you're investing in something where the jobs are created out of state, right? That's sort of a political argument. But you're saying practically,
angels on the pool funds are not avoiding North Dakota deals. They want to invest in North Dakota deals. But they also have to find good deals, right? I mean, so, and yet you have their charge to build a good incentive, and it typically takes, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 funds to fill out a round. If you need $1 million per company, only a fund may put $100,000, $150,000 at the max. And so to raise $1 million, you're going to need 7 funds, you know, to each put in $150,000, and some of them might even put in $50,000 or $100,000, so they may take more. To build up the you know, get to $1 million.
One of the criticisms I hear,
we have to syndicate and cooperate with funds in Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, which we have, and vice versa. When we're doing a deal, we want them to participate in our deal. So it's very important that money cross state boundaries very easily and quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like that's, you know, again, that's how it works. Just the sheer numbers, because you wouldn't have numbers if you're limited. So this will be an interesting debate. I only have a short time left, but
We certainly understand that when you give a tax credit, right, you want some benefits to North Dakota, and there is. There's a private equity industry that's here that was not here before, and they're making investments. Now, do the angels here wish there were North Dakota deals? Absolutely, and that's where we should focus more of our attention, is I think is developing more North Dakota deals with Pasco deals.
I want to ask you one other question, and I know you're short on time, so we'll just ask you that question and let you go after the break here. Hold tight, Bruce.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that comp. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Listen to a program on the Northern Plains. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with your questions, your comments, as well as maybe suggestions on future programs. Anything, feedback, love it. 855-200-1776. Brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. You know, the ET Ag Center has all of your application parts, any make, any model, not just Apache. And, of course, the Apache sprayer provides you the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, provides leading operator comfort with state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab and an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. I always call the guys in the shop like the Maytag repairmen. They're not very busy. 1701 Eastside Court across from Bonanza in Mandan. Also south of Fargo Frontier, exit 60 at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott sent you online at highplainsapache.com. All right, ask Bruce Jovic to stay a couple more minutes so I can finish a few more questions here. Let's take a look at this from the perspective of the taxpayer, okay? Because we're at a time where we're scrutinizing every expense, and certainly tax credits, not unlike, there's a lot of the tax incentives out there, all kinds of them, but why not look at them line by line? So look at this one. Some are going to say this is an expenditure through the tax incentive portion of this that's corporate welfare. Would you define this fairly or unfairly as corporate welfare?
I do not think it actually is corporate welfare, but I can understand the people who do make the argument that it is. And I'm not unhappy the legislature is looking at all tax incentives, but I do think, you have to, just like when you're rewarding your children for doing a good job, does the incentive really get the intended results? You have a right to evaluate and take a look because you want to do what works and what gets you the most value. And it's the same thing here. And I do believe the value is there. We have funds we didn't have. We have investors we didn't have. We have 50 companies that got money that didn't have. $40 million is a lot of money to invest, and we also know we're still 47th in the nation, so we're far from, we're far from being robust yet. We have a long, further way to go, and we absolutely, in a state that's so dependent on oil and agriculture, we must diversify and grow our economy, and you're going to do that with innovation and entrepreneurship more than anything else. And so this investment is absolutely essential to do that. So this is critical infrastructure. And are there ways to improve the program? Absolutely. Let's look at the legislature to find a way to improve it. And let's be pro-business through the whole process.
Should one of the ways they improve it be looking at whether or not the taxpayers are paying for an out-of-state business that doesn't ultimately get any benefits back to North Dakota? In other words, why should North Dakota taxpayers say, hey, we're going to fund an incentive for a business that creates jobs somewhere else other than North Dakota? One of the changes they could make was to say, You only get the credit if you create the jobs in North Dakota. Would that be a good change?
It would not be a good change. So we're talking about you need to syndicate, right? When you got to bring anywhere from 5 to 10 funds to the table to throw it around, we can't do that all within the state of North Dakota. And so we need to be, and money needs to be go across state borders. Can you imagine if we had said the only way that you could get a benefit if you invested in state and public markets and the markets, had. Those kind of restrictions on money just don't work. They sound sort of good in theory, but they just don't work. Because you need to work in a dynamic system, and you got to attract money from out of state, and therefore you got to also invest out of state. And we need to bring money in state, and we need to have our own people invest in state. So it is, in 20 years ago, there were a number of states that tried that incentive, and every one of those programs that restricted to strictly in state failed. Because it just doesn't follow market dynamism that you need to make a healthy market. This experiment has been tried by states before, and it all proved to be a failure, just like it proved to be a failure when you take government money and try to create government venture funds. That also did not work in most states. It was a huge failure. It's much better to have sophisticated investors like our accredited investors, decide what to invest in and give them a tax credit to do it to get the public benefits you're looking for. Let them take the transaction cost. Let them bear the cost of due diligence. Let them bear the cost of, hiring the legal and accounting review. Let them bear the cost of the private sector. But, you give a tax benefit for them doing this public benefit.
Yeah, and there's so many angles to this, so much time. By the way, I'm separating out a debate about what changes should be made and whether it was right or wrong for in this case the Republican candidate, the Attorney General for governor, criticizing the other candidate, saying, "Well, I know you followed the rules, but there's a moral obligation. You really shouldn't have invested in something that creates jobs out of the state and taken advantage of a North Dakota tax credit." That's a political argument that I'm not trying to drag you into, Bruce. That I'm trying to more understand the program, but I do want to debate from both sides on that issue as well, because that will probably affect the outcome of this, right?
It does affect the outcome. We don't want conflict between legislators and the candidate for governor to damage a very good program for the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, and that's the challenge here. That's the challenge because this one is getting caught in the crossfire. Last quick question.
And then we want, and our legislature historically is pro-business. I want to believe they want to be pro-business. I mean, and being part of pro-business is being part of pro-angels and pro-entrepreneurs.
All right. We are out of time. We'll do this another time. And as I say, I do want some folks on each side of this issue on the political arguments. But I now better understand the intent of this, how it's working, and what it's intended to do. So, good stuff. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bruce Jovic from the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota on the Angel Fund issue. We'll see you tomorrow, friends, on What's On Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and much, much more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.